mentioned going to church because last time I spoke to you was the first time I spoke to you, and it was right around the pandemic. And I mean, you are so easy to talk to. I mean, we spoke for like almost 45 minutes, and then we realized, oh, yeah, it's a radio interview.
Yeah.
I mean, you are just so personable. You're so real. You're so genuine. You're so authentic. But this comes from a place of a lot of struggle in your life, a lot of pain that you went through, a lot of very dark and difficult times. I mean, it wasn't all fancy like with Oreo shakes and, you know, TikTok videos when you started out. It wasn't easy, and you had to overcome a lot of personal things, personal demons to get to where you are now. Did you believe that where you were and where you are now would ever happen? I mean, is this just like a dream come true? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, all the material stuff aside, you know, you're on the phone, you know, right now, you're talking to a 8-year sober, recovering alcoholic. I'm a 3.5-year-old believer in Jesus Christ as my personal savior. That's still new to me. You know, I'm 43, so that's a lot of my life I was the other way.
Sure.
And if you'd have told me, you know, if you'd have told me 6 years ago that the Lord would redeem the loss of a child, if you'd have told me 8 years ago that I could go 2 days without touching a drop of alcohol, I wouldn't even have been mad. I just would have laughed in your face. You know, my history didn't say there was actual recovery this side of heaven from that. So, I mean, and that's not even counting all the job stuff. I have no idea what's happening. I don't understand why I am one of the lucky few who get to do what I love. And then on top of that, you know, do it with my family to keep the lights on and food on the table. I'm not sure. I can't really explain that, but I have to give God all the glory as far as, you know, why my marriage is still intact, why my kids have a father who at least wakes up and tries, you know, to stay sober one more day and to love them the right way. And a father who, man, life has kicked me around so much that sorry that's the most repeated word in my house I'm just so sorry. I'm trying, you know, I say it to my 17-year-old every day. I don't know how to have a 17-year-old daughter. I want to do it right. So, yeah, man, I mean, I was pretty down there, you know, and just well aware of my shortcomings. And, you know, I needed rescuing from myself, much less it's a dark world right now. You know, it's very easy to get in a bubble and start pointing and be like, oh, this is messed up and that's messed up and this church is messed up and this side of the neighborhood's messed up. And, these, you know, it's so easy to do that. But really, man, looking in the mirror, that's enough. There's enough that's wrong with that person in the mirror. And I recognized that by the grace of God one day and just fell on my knees and said, hey, I need a savior from myself first and foremost. And, you know, that has obviously changed my life. And hopefully my wife and kids first can see sanctification, because that's, you know, it's easy to change publicly. It's easy to get on the phone and act like a nice guy, or, you know, promote myself and sell myself and stand on stage and say the right things. But the hardest thing is to, you know, let that light shine at home, you know, when I'm exhausted. I'm grateful there's a God. I'm grateful there's a God that loves me and is not up there with a stopwatch saying, man, he better get better today. Or he's never gonna, you know, he's never gonna be right with me. You know, that's not the God, you know, that I've read about in the gospel. You know, he sent his son, and I believe that. And you know, God's gaining territory in my heart slowly but surely. And that's just what I swear. I know it's a weird atmosphere, you know, for me to stand up at a fair while everybody's got a beer in their hand or whatever, but that's I just want to give everybody a hug. And, you know, every time we take the stage, we pray that the Lord whispers to somebody in the even through the stupid songs, that we sing. I just, even if they hear Oreo Shake and they smile and it's a holy spiritual thing, let's freaking go.
You know, my job, obviously, listening, you know, interviewing somebody, and I'm listening to what they're saying, and then I'm trying to formulate and calculate a response or something to say in conjunction with what you're saying, just the basic, you know, interviewing stuff. With you, that's impossible. And let me tell you why that's impossible. Let me tell you why that's impossible, because your testimony is so strong. The things that you are saying are covering all the bases and all the things that I was going to say. So I would rather, I mean, literally, I got nothing else to say about it because what you said, you said everything, man. Like you covered it. And yeah, amen. You are forgiven. You are loved. And he has plans for you to prosper. And knowing that where you are with, you know, walk of faith and your relationship with Christ, I mean, you know that. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
Amen.
I'm so glad that you're in that space now. Congratulations on your sobriety, and being saved, man. I mean, it is a glorious thing, and you are sharing that testimony and that story with people, and it's just a beautiful thing, man. It really is.
Well, thanks for the. I mean, honestly, thanks for the encouragement, and we, you and I both know who deserves that glory. It's not. Has nothing to do with me. And man, if anybody out there is listening, I mean, his arms are wide open. It's not, you know, it's not because of anything I did. Trust me. Just ask my kids. Ask my wife.
Jess and I are literally on the verge of tears. Like, we're laughing, we're crying, we're smiling. We don't know what to do.
Well, man,
you're going to church on Tuesday.
Honestly, I appreciate y'all. You know, I really do. I appreciate y'all getting to the meat. You know, of what I have to offer. I mean, and that's really it, man. Honestly, I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but you know, before Fancy, like, I didn't know what I was going to do. You know, me and my friend Craig, who basically led me to Jesus, were writing this book about my testimony, and we could have sold 2 copies. I mean, I had no idea what I was going to do, you know, after COVID, but God's good, man, and here we are, you know, having this conversation, and we get to what an amazing thing.
Yes. I bet there's someone out there who really needed to hear this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So it's good that you're sharing that.
Yep. And can I tell you also, I rarely, if ever, will put somebody directly on the air live. You just can't anymore. You just never know what's going to happen, and I'm kind of a stickler for production value, so I like to get it all and edit it up and chop it up and whatever, but I'm so glad that we just got you on the air immediately and that you just poured your heart out as to who you are, because, you know, I'm sure everybody has their own perception of he's the Oreo Shake guy, the Applebee's singer, he's the dancer, he's this, he's that. You are so much more, my friend, and I just want to tell you, thank you so much for sharing your story, your testimony, your truth, man. I think it's super important, and it just endears us to you more, and we just can't wait to come out and have a full-on Walker Hayes experience at the Eastern Idaho State Fair, man. It is happening this Friday night. Some tickets are still available. Go to fundatthefair.com. Listen to Win, and we got another VIP experience to give away. I can't wait to give you a hug, man. I'm a hugger. Jess is a hugger,
let's
too.
Let's hug it out.
That'll be my
first meet and greet. I'm so excited.
Yeah, she's pretty excited
about it. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see y'all in person. And thanks again, man. Thanks for all the encouragement. And I appreciate you having me. Good hanging with y'all.
Yeah. Walker Hayes, God bless you, my friend. Stay strong, and we will see you Friday night in Blackfoot at the Eastern Idaho State Fair with the Wolfpack, brother.
Love y'all. See you. Have a good one.
Hey, guys, if you're like me, getting older has its